The Countryside Podcasts with Chris Skinner.
Good morning, everybody. It's exactly 4:15. The sky's just beginning to brighten over in the far east. So sunrise about an hour and a half away. And we've had a few questions in recent Countryside podcasts about the dawn chorus, and could I explain a little bit more about it? Well, I'm talking rather quietly because just behind my head we've got one of the most competent contributors to the dawn chorus. One of my favourite bird songs as well, it's the blackbird. And we'll listen a little bit more to him, because it's a male singing in the tree right beside me. I've only come outside for about 20 steps. I left Rat in bed. Fingers crossed he wouldn't find me, but I left the door open and he's just charged through and jumped on my leg with a huge wagging tail, and now he's gone back again. And the blackbird is still singing. So, lots of questions. Why are they singing at this time of the morning? It's rather a stupid thing to do, because it's sitting almost in the top of a 20-foot tree behind me. So you're kind of advertising your presence. And believe me, there are hungry inhabitants of the countryside, not far from where I am, namely sparrowhawks. Perhaps the odd tawny owl, even little owls. Anything with a hooked beak would think that's a very tasty morsel just sounding out his song. Or is it because it's cool at this time of day? And that male is just letting the female know, because he's sitting on a nest nearby, that he's here. And the sound is carrying really well in the cold, dense air. So it's a good time to advertise your presence. Or is it that... Oh, some mallard taking off from the lawn. That's not much of a contribution to the dawn chorus, but nevertheless, they do their best. Or is it, do you think, that it's just a bit too dark to go on the ground and start looking for worms just yet? Or is it a combination of all those and some other things that we just don't understand? Because it's a bit of an odd thing to do. In cold weather, blackbirds and robins will sing with their beaks shut. I think Gilbert White, the 17th, 18th century naturalist, recorded it in a couple of words, which he always did. He was very succinct in his descriptions. And he said, blackbirds singing inwardly, which means they were singing quite early, perhaps early March, although we're just past the middle of April now. But they weren't opening their beak to let this glorious sound out. It's only 15, 20 feet. I hardly dare turn round and look. So I've got the microphone facing backwards over my shoulder, and I'm facing away from the tree just to mask my dawn chorus voice just a little bit. So, lots of questions to answer, because although birds do sing, and we know that they sing, and it seems very pleasurable for us to listen to, I'll play you a clip from a blackbird singing quite shortly, and the complexity, the detail in that song that we're hearing is just astonishing. Well, bang on cue, because I'm just going to walk down the yard to the stables to see if the swallows are singing yet. That blackbird has shifted to small trees further down the avenue at the top of my garden. So I can still hear it in the distance. But that's a lovely start to the dawn chorus. And it's something that's ever free. Oh, another one's just flown past me. And the first wren. That's always great fun. Either wherever you are, really, even in built-up areas, you can hear the dawn chorus. A whole variety of different contributors. And I always used to put a recorder out early, set it going about 3:45, and when I had my breakfast at 5, half past 5, just listen to what I recorded and try and guess who was going to be first on the list. Would it be a robin? Sometimes it was a wren. Sometimes that blackbird that was singing behind me. Quite often it was a wood pigeon or a carrion crow just doing a single crow, so it does make you smile. But it's great fun for children to listen to as well. And you kind of learn the tapestry, how the sort of countryside is put together with all the different contributors. Lesser black-backed gull has just flown over and landed on the lawn. See if there's any scraps left. And there's now 5 swirling round over the top. Rat has gone back to bed. That's not much of a terrier, is it? I think he's used to me spending more hours recovering in the kitchen, sitting in an armchair, or the bedroom, whilst I recover from the recent heart surgery just over a month ago. Anyway, I'm fit and well and enjoying this lovely serenade of birds all around me. Here we are, the oldest block of stables. And just walking in, 4 horses expecting breakfast with their heads over the door. And right at the end, I can hear a swallow singing. Sound of a male swallow. Oh, one's just flown. It's almost pitch black in here. One's just flown from one beam to another right above my head. I think now we've got 24 adult swallows at the farm. And a month ago, maybe 5 weeks ago, you could have heard this very sound in South Africa, which is absolutely amazing. And those birds left their summer quarters down in the southern hemisphere, came across the equator and visited our spring, where they will stay here till October. 2 broods, maybe 3. And these are the first ones of the morning, just singing. And in about half an hour's time, the girls will arrive to put the horses out. And there'll be a cacophony of swallows and clip-clopping horses. Horses eating hay left over from last night in their stables. They come in at night. They're fantastic. All a minute's walk from my bedroom. Right, I just walk back up the yard. Just getting night, just the first hints of dawn way over in the east now. Each day is getting longer. We're past the equinox in March. So more daylight than night. And, oh, muntjac deer just ran across the farmyard onto the pasture the other side of the road. Blackbirds still singing all round me. Geese are just waddling up the farmyard, two male gander geese. Both the females are sitting on their eggs. I'll keep out of their way because it's not the most pleasant dawn chorus.